Good morning, and it's good to connect with you on this Sunday morning. We're still in the season of Easter and able to celebrate and continue to celebrate the resurrection of Christ. These 50 days that follow after that first Easter Sunday morning, I'm thankful for this season to celebrate and to focus on that hope of resurrection. Today's scripture is maybe a familiar one to you. You may have heard it before. It's a traditionally read at funerals, actually. A part of it's read at funerals. It's John 14, verses 1 through 14. So I invite you to hear these words out of the Bible in John 14, verses 1 through 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do. In fact, will do greater works than these because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I think about these words and the moment in which Christ shared these words with the disciples when he was sharing this discourse. It's often called the farewell discourse. And it was given on that Maundy Thursday night, some final instruction, if you could say, that Christ was giving to the disciples, some final direction. And I think about other times when I've heard someone say goodbye to me, especially if I didn't know when I would see them again or uncertain of what may lie ahead for them. Frequently, I would have questions, I have doubts, I'd have some uncertainties. And certainly the disciples here have those questions. They have plenty of questions for Jesus. And those questions, we think about where those questions are coming from. They're coming from a place of trouble. They're coming from a place of uncertainty. Now, certainly in this time that we find ourselves, we have had plenty of moments to be troubled, to be concerned, to have uncertainty in our lives. And if we think about other moments in our lives as well, other times that we have lived when we have had trouble, if we think about what comes from that trouble, the emotions, the feelings, the thoughts that come from being troubled, it can range a whole gamut all the way from that uncertainty, doubt, perhaps even anger and frustration, perhaps feelings of stress. Maybe your heart might race a little bit or you get a headache. All these feelings could trace back to being troubled or could be described as being troubled. However, if you think about those troubles and what they entail that we've experienced, and we think about the troubles that the disciples would have been feeling at that time, those troubles come from a place. They come from where we place our heart. Now, that may seem like an odd phrase, but I'm thinking about Martin Luther. Martin Luther, he, you know, that Protestant reformer in Germany that, you know, kind of kicked off, I would say, in a big way, that, you know, the Protestant Reformation. It's, you know, a lot of that work is attributed to Luther in the 1500s and what we call Germany today. But Luther, before he started all that, he was, you know, a monk. He was a very learned scholar, and he wrote many things throughout his career. And one of those documents that's used for teaching of the faith, and you know, folks could look at today even and learn about our Christian faith, kind of the basics of Christian faith. One of those documents is called the Large Catechism. And it's called that because it's one of the larger, you know, tools of, or books or instructions for teaching about the faith. But one of the things that Martin Luther says in that Large Catechism is that where we hang our heart is that which we refer to or believe as God. Now, if you go back to the beginning of this phrase, or this passage of scripture out of John 14, I mean, Jesus leads, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Now, we think about the troubles that we have faced. And frequently we read this passage of scripture, you know, at funerals, and certainly we can see why. There is an image, a comfort, of hope, of Christ going forward, of paving the way for us. We become troubled in those moments. And at other moments where we have been troubled, sometimes that trouble comes from where we have placed our heart. Have we placed our heart on earthly things and have become troubled from that? Have we placed our heart on our emotions, on our feelings, how we are perceiving, you know, the world? Have we made those things our God? Have we made our status in life our God and placed our heart on our status? Have we placed our heart on things that we cannot control at all? Things that are out there, things that trouble us. Have we made the very things that trouble us, that are beyond our control, have we made those things our God? And have we placed our heart in those things? But Christ here, when he is sharing all of this, sharing this farewell discourse, he recognizes the trouble the disciples were feeling. He recognizes the trouble the disciples were experiencing. And we have that second line of verse 1, believe in God, believe also in me. It's a call to us when our hearts are troubled, when we have placed our heart on places and things that we should not have placed our heart, when we have made other things in our lives our God instead of God. This calls us back to Christ. This calls us back to our God. It pulls us away from the things that we have let ourselves be troubled by. Instead of placing our heart in those things, we're called to place our heart back with God. Now, certainly the disciples here had good reason to be troubled, for they believed that they were following the teacher, you know, the Messiah, the one who would bring about a new age, a new beginning for the people of Israel. He would, you know, be that conqueror that would set them free from their oppressors and bring about a great age that would bring peace and hope. But we know that our Messiah was not that kind of Messiah. The disciples were beginning to fully live into that. Perhaps they had picked up on those teachings from Jesus, and they were holding their hearts, placing their hearts in a different kind of Messiah. But the Messiah that we have is one who led with compassion, who led with love, who led to the cross, who died on the cross, but yet was resurrected. This kind of Messiah is the one with which we are called to place our hearts. A Messiah who indeed suffered and struggled, who knows the cost of suffering and struggling, but yet was still resurrected, yet shows us what true hope, what true life is. The disciples certainly struggled with this notion of Christ truly being our Messiah, of being this kind of Messiah. They had placed their hearts elsewhere, and they were beginning to feel let down. But yet, Christ still was with them, still called to them, and shared, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me." Brothers and sisters, I believe we are called to examine where our hearts are, where we place our hearts. Are we placing our hearts in places that we should not? Are we placing our heart in things that will vanish? Are we placing our hearts in places that are bringing about a great amount of trouble? Brothers and sisters, let us place our heart with our Messiah, with our God, who is everlasting, who is filled with hope, who calls us to a new life, who calls us to move away from those things that take away our life and instead place our life in the one who calls us to a true and everlasting life, a life filled with the hope of resurrection. In this season of Easter, and I believe for all of our lives as a people of faith, we are called to place our hearts with our God, place our hearts with our Messiah, and place our hearts in a way so others will know this hope. I believe our world that is greatly troubled right now needs to hear this hope, needs to see us as a people of faith who have placed our hearts with our Christ, with our God. So brothers and sisters, let us go into our lives. Let us go where we go, where we live, where we work, where we need to be. And may we place our hearts so we know where our hope is, and so others will know that hope, that everlasting hope, now and for all of our days. Amen.